Happy Juju, how are you? What are you doing? Why are you not picking up my phone?
Well, David Chami, I'm just scrolling through my phone, going through my WhatsApp, my Facebook, and all that.
Serious, what's the time now?
Wait, it's almost 1800 hours! I need to tune into Eagle FM! Business Economic Segment is about to play now!
Yes, listen to Business and Economic Segment with David Shombe from 1800 hours to 1900 hours when we talk about business, economics, trade, and current affairs. Do not miss out if you want to learn and move forward with economic advancement.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Yeah, good evening. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Business and Economic Segment with me, David Shombe. Is that time of the early evening that we look at the affairs of business and everything that affect our bread and butter? It's the 29th of June, 2026, 8 minutes past the hour of six. And this is our platform that we track progress of development. We look at what is working, what is not working, what needs to be done, especially when we are speaking about where we want to get into and that destination we want to get into is 2030. Welcome and understand that today's discussion we'll be able to look at the Namibia Statistic Agency, particularly looking at the strategy that is looking on development of statistics, and also the strategy that is looking at cohesion of institutions, and also how can policymakers, how can developmental institutions stop operating in silos and make sure that we get the Namibia that we want, the Namibia that is we are not only hoping in terms of development, but we are using data, statistics, and quality information that can assist us to track progress and developmental affairs. And we see that a lot of Namibians, they are also looking ahead and looking up to, especially when it comes to supporting of the African teams that at the World Cup. Speak about DRC, speak about Senegal, speak about Egypt, and speak about Morocco and Cape Verde. We're asking a question to say, is this the time that the World Cup for the first time will be able to come into Africa? Or is just another trial that we are entering into? South Africa is out, but we must really thank them. The like of Evidence Makopa them and also Mokoena, they did their best. But the aim is for victory. You know, in any battle, there is always one victor. You cannot say you tried so hard, but you failed. But people should not be stopped, you know, when it comes to praising them for the work that they have done. Before we look at the conversation for today, because we have a conversation with a doctor. It's not a medical doctor. We speak about people who went to school. But the good thing about this doctor is that instead of staying in academia, he realized to say it's quite necessary to practically apply the knowledge and skills that he got, especially when it comes to statistics. We are going to speak with Dr. Isaac Nem, and he's one of the executives, especially when it comes to Namibia Statistic Agency. And that conversation, we only have it especially from the hour of 6:30 there. And yeah, before we look at that, we need also to look at what is happening around the continent of Africa, what is happening when it comes to the Middle East, and also what is happening when it comes to Namibia. In the case of South Africa, two things happen. In the weekend, the deputy, the former deputy head of crime intelligence was shot and is in a critical condition. And one of the men who appeared at the commission, that is General Feroz Khan, so one of the senior police officials, especially when you speak about the most important branch of fighting criminals. But in that aspect, he was supposed to testify in the court this week, but he was gunned down. Luckily enough, he's in a critical condition. So, something that led us to question too, to say, can you really have development without security? Can you really have development when the security clusters are fighting each other? Then the critical question that we should ask ourselves is that, what lesson can Namibia learn from what is happening in South Africa? Especially where you have a divided subs, South Africa police is divided. You have generals on the other side. You also have the cabal on the other side. You have politics inside. And also, how do we separate security clusters from politics, because those who do not understand, they think security is a political tool. But in the foundation of any state, security clusters were supposed to be independent so that they protect the interests of the state, not the interests of those who are in power. But let's wait and see what is happening in South Africa. On top of that, there is also an interesting thing that is happening, which need our critical attention, and everybody is looking to say, what will happen to the sons and daughters of Africa, especially tomorrow, the 30th of June. That is a D-Day. It's a day that was set there to say, if you are still in South Africa and you don't have documents and you are doing works that were supposed to be done by South Africans, it's going to be very difficult. The question is that are Namibians safe? And if they are not safe, what measures in place are put out there? And also something that we should also ask ourselves to say, how come you have 10,000 Malawians in South Africa? What is that we did not do right? Because we cannot just say, no, our people must be protected. There must be something that we must look at, especially when we speak about a critical self-assessment, to say, for us to have our people leaving the country and they do not even care what they are going to do there. Some people do not have documents, they end up working in the salon. How come, what caused an individual to leave his country and go to work in the salon in another country, particularly looking at South Africa? What made that person to leave his own country and become a taxi driver in South Africa? But the question is that, what will happen, especially tomorrow? But one of the things that has been happening is that Ramaphosa, being known as a smooth political operator, has been meeting with Mazulu Kingdom King. This kingdom, this king of Mazulu, especially when you speak about those who are in charge of Mazulu Kingdom, and you are speaking about King Misizulu Zwelithini, who is having command too, particularly when it's coming to traditional affairs. Let's see what will happen tomorrow. But what is interesting is also that the acting police minister in South Africa, they put around 600 million on the table to say this is for safety. But are they able to work and protect everybody? And, you know, I'm always asking myself a question, especially when I look at a country such as Malawi. When citizens say we want to come back at home because the 30th of June we might lose our lives, the government said we are busy fundraising because there is no money. Around 3,000, they are back at home. But if you look on social media, if you look on TV, you can be able to see that it's a crisis, it's dangerous. And what is the spillover of this? Because if some people, they start running away, they can go through the fence, they can go through the river, then you also start dealing with the problem here. But in terms of long-term solution, what is that we need to do, especially to make sure that people do not hate home, but make sure that they are very happy when they are at home and they are given that opportunity? But what is happening around, especially these days, is really in line with our conversation, because data-driven development is the only way. You cannot develop on hope. You cannot develop on a political manifesto that is not attached to any statistics. And we have to be honest with ourselves to say, if you are saying this, do you have informed information? But for now, let's look at a short commercial break. From there, we can be able to continue with our conversation. However, you can still engage us in the studio, because this is it's a conversational program. You can engage us in the studio at 083-288-401, 083-288-401, so that you can air your view, give your opinion, and also your constructive criticism. Because there is a saying that presenting an argument, presenting a presentation, and everybody is agreeing with you, that is becoming very problematic. There was one Roman emperor who, you know, when he came to power, he had seen and observed what had been happening. And if you read history, you understand Octavian. when he came to power, one thing that he did is that when he presented the motion to his minister or his courtiers, everybody agreed and he said, no, we are going to do that tomorrow until I get somebody who criticizes me, because a fair policy must have both sides that are trying to find a solution. You can't be correct every day. That is the reason of this program, to make sure that constructive criticism, developmental debate, and also practical solutions are driven. So let's look at a short commercial break, then we can continue with the conversation for today.
Lipura nengeno wapumbwa eva tere ulikoni maondo tuto ingida ashike kapeno nwe kutite opoye ekukurile oshafafa na nongeshe faili mehola mo iho etike kovano ile koshuala onongeshe fa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano okupitira mo IGL FM otuna evi tota njuka okukwetira oipindi konu konda doi inawa nune udo otukwetira o special ange tashake ngeshe fa omarudi dayo loka opone ushendife nawa nokumona oijamo ili nawa ninge pata fanona monika ko IGL FM onore tatu imwe bali heali nola natu heali bali no heali ile kumberewa nora hetatu natu bali o hetatu batatu o mafilane IGL FM the eye.
The views and opinions expressed by our guests and callers are not those of Eagle FM and any of its staff. Lipura nengeno
wapumbwa eva tere ulikoni maondo tuto ingida ashike kapeno nwe kutite opoye ekukurile oshafafa na nongeshe faili mehola mo iho etike kovano ile koshuala onongeshe fa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi tota njuka okukwetira oipindi konu konda doi inawa nune udo otukwetira o special ange tashake ngeshe fa omarudi dayo loka opone ushendife nawa nokumona oijamo ili nawa ninge pata fanona monika ko Eagle FM onore tatu imwe bali heali nola natu heali bali no heali ile kumberewa nora hetatu natu bali o hetatu batatu o mafilane Eagle FM the eye.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person who does not have a capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past, and it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Happy Juju, how are you? What are you doing? Why are you not picking up my phone?
Well, David Chummy, I'm just scrolling through my phone, going through my WhatsApp, my Facebook, and all that.
Serious, what's the time now?
Wait, it's almost 1800 hours! Mm. I need to tune into Eagle FM! Business Economic Segment is about to play now!
Yes, listen to Business and Economic Segment with David Shombe from 1800 hours to 1900 hours when we talk about business, economics, trade, and current affairs. Do not miss out if you want to learn and move forward with economic advancement.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Yeah, we are moving forward with Business and Economic Segment with me, David Shombe. It's 22 minutes past the hour of 6, and we are here until the hour of 7. Again, what is happening in the continent of Africa, it is stated that the United States of America hope to get shares of Democratic Republic of Congo copper production. That is what is happening. Stated that in a vast warehouse of Kamoa Copper Mine in Southern Democratic Republic of Congo, where there is high quality copper, stated that United States companies are trying to find a way, especially to get shares when it comes to copper in Democratic Republic of Congo. Looking at that, it is stated that Kamoa is one of the largest copper mines in the world and is growing to become one of number one in Africa and probably the fourth largest in the world. To look into that context of mining affairs, it is stated that by 2028, in terms of prediction, that copper mine will have capacity to produce 500,000 tons of copper. Now, to look into this context, one may be able also to ask a question to say, when it comes to the USA and minerals, why they are so much interested in minerals? They are so much interested in minerals because the world is moving toward advanced technology. We speak about machine learning. We speak about drones. We speak about the war is no more fought with AK-47 assault rifle. People are using now drones and advanced technology. That's why when it comes to African countries, there are two things which are happening. You have an investor from Asia, that is China. Then you also have investors from the western part of the world, that is UK or European Union, and also the United States of America. But the question that we are asking ourselves is that when it comes to that context, where are the African leaders, and also what are some of the direction, especially when it comes to Africa and value addition? Is there any chance of adding value, or is just a chance of capitalizing? But one thing that you also need to know and to look into that you don't need to blame Americans, especially when they are doing their job well. You know, there is a word of diplomacy that indicating that a diplomat is somebody who can jump into water without making any sound. You know, I like watching and so see on social media, especially, which to me I think is really not fair, when you see Namibians looking at, there's a new U.S. ambassador and he is around every strategic economic aspect. To me, that is a sign of a good diplomat for his country, because he is sent to pursue their interest. The question we should ask ourselves is that, are we winning at that diplomatic table? Because to him, he is a good diplomat for his country. The question that we should ask ourselves is that, when Namibian diplomats are seeing the proactive American diplomat or American ambassador moving around Namibia, because to him, he is very clear, he knows exactly what he wants. Do we know what we want when you go to other countries? Or we are just taking photo opportunities? To me, I think if it was your person doing it in other country, it would be a different thing. That is what we need to understand, because there is nothing wrong. You know, when he came, he made his presence. There is nothing wrong trying to do what is good for a country. The question is that, is that country that you are into awake? Because I don't find it fair you are insulting somebody to say, no, he's here to take what. People do not have guns. People are on the table. Another gentleman on the other side, the American ambassador on this side. Are we winning at that negotiation? Nobody is forcing you. You can say no. The question is that, are we winning when it comes to economic diplomacy? We don't need to be scared. We need to play that game, because we are also part of those diplomatic convention. Speak about rules of engagement, particularly that are governing diplomats. And there's nothing wrong, because he's everywhere. Business meetings, critical strategic sectors of uranium, looking at the green hydrogen. And he's saying Namibia is a fertile land, especially to strengthen cooperation. Are we also saying the same with other countries? Because if there is only thing that we can look at, especially with U.S. ambassador, we must learn. We do not need to be scared. We must learn from him to say, how do you do it? And when he is not following the laws, then we can do that instead of the social media attack. I don't think it's necessary. Let's just look at how we can play that economic diplomatic game, because Namibians have also been around. But are we winning looking at that aspect? If you look at copper, for example, DRC, It's the largest, it's the second largest producer of copper, and number one in terms of producing cobalt. You realize that DRC, in terms of minerals and values, it is the richest country in the world in terms of minerals and also deposits, critical rare earth minerals. But when it comes to human development, it's also one of the poorest in terms of human development. To say people are sitting on top of gold and honey, but when it comes to upgrading of human lives, then is the other thing. You can also ask the same question with Namibia. Is the presence of natural resources a guarantee to eradication of poverty? Because if you don't answer that question, then we are not going to be different from Democratic Republic of Congo. Is the presence of natural resources, is the presence of critical rare earth minerals a guarantee of poverty eradication? The same question too that we are asking to say, is the presence of uranium, being the third largest producer of uranium, we are even better than Canada, does it guarantee development? Does it guarantee human upliftment? If not, what can be done? So that would definitely bring us to today's conversation, that is data-driven development. And today I was very happy to go to Avani, not only to a place, but I was very happy to see various senior government leaders from OPM, looking at the governor of Commerce. You have speakers of National Council, I mean deputy speaker of National Council. You have private sector. Then one of the things that I find out when you read the room, you understand that all these leaders agreed that there is no development that is going to happen unless there is collaboration. And the presenters of data, the NSA, and I don't want to speak for them, they stood up and say, we are supposed to be the national coordinators of data. We need funds. We need to cooperate with each other. And collaborate. And they say, colleagues, we are fragmented. We are fragmented. And that also cement what has been already said, to say Namibia is strategically positioned. Namibia have resources. The problem that we have is that we have competing institutions, even public sector institutions, which are in competition with each other, which we're supposed to work together. That's why today, that strategy, that is National Strategy for Development of Statistics 2023-2024 to 2026-2027 has indicated that consolidating of data and also coordination are key priorities, and most importantly, funding too. But for us to look into this conversation, I want you to listen to the conversation that I had with one of the good doctors. It's not a medical doctor, I said. It's a doctor of statistics. It's not only somebody who went to school, but also practically apply those knowledge that he has gained, especially to look at his argument that he presented today. Why that strategy now? What is different? What is new? Why? How can we link the relationship between political communication and also result-driven development? If I say, for example, I'm going to produce 500,000 jobs, where am I? You know, the other time, this institution, NIDA, at one point they presented a strategic plan. They say, no, this one is it's in line with Penga Act. It's a very beautiful strategic plan that can assist us to reach where we want to get into. But in that strategic plan, they said 30,000 jobs by 2030. You are asking yourself to say, I think by 2030 we are going to become paradise. The question is that, what informs that data? What informs that number? But let us look at this conversation and come back shortly.
Yeah, we are moving forward with business and economic segment. Today we are speaking about statistics. We are speaking about data-driven development. However, today in the studio I will be joined by Dr. Isaac Nema. He's as an executive for data quality assurance at NSA. And to speak about the new strategy that is looking at Namibia, National Strategy for Development of Statistics, he gave a brilliant presentation, pointed out some of the challenges within the Namibia statistic in general, and also look at the aspect of collaboration of institutions. But just to bring you in the studio, Dr. Nema, to give an overview, especially of today's focus on national strategy. Good evening, and how are you doing?
Good evening. We are doing fine. Yeah. Thank you for having us, as always.
Yeah,
we're looking forward to share with your listeners as to what we're doing this afternoon.
Yeah, just to give us an overview, particularly to today's presentation, I don't want you to go back. Just to give an overview, particularly those who are listening, either is a data scientist, a developmental planner, a counselor, and also to a politician. What is the main message, if somebody has to ask you, particularly from today's presentation?
Yeah, the main message was really just to sensitize our, political, heads in the Commerce region as to the availability of the National Strategy for the Development of Statistics. It's a strategy which is coming over 3 years ago, and we are just now busy synthesizing to make them aware so that when we are starting now to implement, we have a buy-in from them and support from them as well. Mm-hmm. So that was really the issue, the cornerstone of today's message.
I see the president and also the director general of National Planning Commission have been speaking about monitoring and evaluation, speaking about data-driven development. To look at, maybe just to give a key strategic objective that this strategy is focusing on, and for how long, and what is needed, apart from you being the custodian or NSA being the custodian of this initiative, what is needed from other stakeholders? Let us start from strategic objectives.
Yeah. No, the strategy is a four-year strategy. Yeah. We wanted to make it a fifth year, but we have to go along because of the NSA strategic plan that is coming to an end, and we needed to align. Mm. Now, the strategy is talking to four areas. The first one is to make statistics available.
Yeah.
We know that statistics is there in your offices, and we want statistics to be available in the public domain. Mm. We also need to enhance our production processes. As well as to consolidate our funding, and very importantly, nowadays people don't develop statistics just for the sake of statistics and produce statistics for the sake of it, but we need to know the locations in which these people are, and this is why we are bringing in the element of integration of statistics with spatial data.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that will then give a comprehensive overview for somebody who wants to plan.
Yeah, what do you expect from stakeholders? We know that there's a lot of players in the area of statistics, but when people are speaking about national, NSA is there number one. But what do you expect from stakeholders that they are not doing now, especially to the realization of this strategy?
Yeah, we did an assessment when we were coming up with this strategy, and that assessment has pointed to so many issues with the national statistics system.
Yeah.
One of the issues that we have pointed is lack of capacity to produce statistics. So we expect producers to implement the strategic framework fully, and also to ensure that, the element that needed to be strengthened, they are working together with the NSA to strengthen those components.
Yeah.
Key to that is the availability of data. Mm-hmm. We want the data that is not in the public domain to be able to be brought to the public domain, but only when they are satisfied that they are official statistics and they are data that are of good quality.
Mm-hmm.
And this is really why we needed, our principals to understand the framework and to make sure that they give the support to our technical staff in our institution to work together with the NSA in the refinement of the information in their own institutions.
Yeah, Doctor, there is something that I wanted you again to go into detail or to explain a little bit, especially when it comes to collaboration and also institutional coordination. When we look at African peer review mechanism, every time they are doing a study on Namibia, that thing is coming out to say Namibian institutions are not coordinating. Namibian institutions, they may be in the same space, but they look like they are not, working together, or they are competing, even public, sectors, institutions. To look at the point where you are standing, And looking at this from a strategic point of view, what is that you are going to do different, or what is that the institution is going to do different, especially to make sure that coordination and collaboration among stakeholders is strengthened, not moving this side, you are moving this side, but to make sure that institution, particularly institution of the states, are working together?
Yeah. No, the first and foremost thing that we are going to do is to enhance capacity.
Yeah.
That capacity building is not targeted for NSA staff. It's targeted for producers, institutions that are either government institutions or other sectors that are playing a key role in the production of statistics. Yeah. Our assessment has indicated that there is a lot of mistrust in terms of data use, just because people are not aware of the quality of the statistics. And also the people that are producing those statistics are not up to the level that is required. And I think this is really why we needed to have this event today to talk to our principals so that they can assist us when it comes to the implementation of the goals of the strategy. Another element that we are also going to look is coordination mechanism. The framework itself is a coordination mechanism. We also have other coordination mechanism like the Namibia Quality Assurance Framework, the National Spatial Data Infrastructure. Those are coordination mechanisms that we are implementing. So we just want to make sure that everybody who is a key producer of data is implementing the framework as part of the coordination mechanism. Yeah.
Just one more before you go to the last question. There is a central part of finance and also funding. Data are necessary to determine what we lost, what we are able to gain, but implementation of this strategy, you also need funds. To look into that aspect, if you were standing on the other side, especially budgeting for statistics, there was something that mentioned to say, no, people, they are not really looking at the quality of statistics. I want you to start with quality of numbers in national development. Then you speak about the funding. How can this initiative be supported? And what are some of the mechanisms that which need to be done to look into that?
Yeah, I can safely say Namibia relied heavily on primary data collection. And the primary data collection are very expensive endeavors. And this is why the funding that we are talking about from the framework perspective is that we need to coordinate so that we share resources. Of course, government is the number one de facto funder of national statistics, and we want it to be that way. We don't want the government to run away from funding statistics, because statistics must be funded. At the same time, we are funding education, we are funding health, and other important critical aspects of our economy. Statistics must also be funded. In a nutshell, when we are coordinating, we simply just want the resources to be shared among ourselves so that we are able then to conduct those critical undertaking that inform our economy. Secondly, the strategy has now unearthed to say, yes, as much as primary data collection are becoming more and more expensive, we need to move away, just like any other countries are doing, into administrative data. And this is why components of producers that are key in producing admin records must then come into implementing the framework as part of the collective.
Just last three, monitoring and evaluation and tracking of progress. From where you are standing, what do you think need to be done? Personally, I'm very much interested in tracking of progress of development. We see a lot of numbers. NDP 5, we know they are made because of the information that are provided by NSA. Technocrats and also economists and a lot of professionals are involved into that aspect. But you are an expert in statistics. You have been around academia and all these things. Why our monitoring and evaluation in Namibia is always very difficult? Last year, a journalist approached DG for National Planning Commission and said, no, people are not submitting their data. But just, I think a month ago, there was a public-private sector forum that is looking at monitoring and evaluation to be the priority. Now, why is a problem, and what do we need to do to make sure that we track progress?
Yeah, it's too simple. You see, monitoring is a two component. There's a component of monitoring, and there's a component of evaluation. We run and do monitoring, no problem. That's why you see officials crisscrossing the country looking at projects and all these other things. They are doing monitoring, but maybe not data monitoring. Now, secondly, the evaluation part, that evaluation component needs data. Without data, evaluation cannot take place. And this is why we have problems, because we don't have data. Mm-hmm. Those that have data are not releasing the data. Those that are supposed to produce data are also not producing them accurately because of budgetary issues. And this is why we are coming in to say, yes, we cannot necessarily just rely on primary data. We need to go to secondary data, because these are the data that we are collecting on a daily basis. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes, just final words, especially to developmental planners and the researchers out there, especially looking at the strategies. Mm.
Yeah, no, the strategy is not for the NSA. Yeah. The strategy is for all of us as planners and as those that produce statistics. We just want to encourage you to look at the strategy, and the NSA is coming to liaise with you and take your hand in developing your own statistics in your own sectors.
Thank you very much for joining us this evening.
Thank you.
Yeah, that is Dr. Isaac Nema, especially from NSA, looking at the strategy on developmental statistics or statistics for development. And it's a strategy that can be seen by everybody. And also to look at the aspect of the value of data and information to say when you are in a certain constituency, do you have a counselor who know how many businesses are there? How many young graduates are there? How many young women are not going to school? How many school dropouts? Because you need to know us before you promise us something. That's why, and there is also something that I started realizing to say, when we start speaking more about the problem, you realize to say that there is a bit of a shift, especially when it comes to our leaders. I see that when you see something coming out every time, it means that there's a shift in the mind and people are interested in looking into that. For now, let us look at YouSafe and come back shortly after this.
Do you need toiletries and household cleaners? You won't get it cheaper than a YouSave up to the 7th of June. Get 250 mm jars of Vaseline for only $25. Smell fresh with Playboy roll-on deodorant for just $18.99. Get 2 kg of Surf's hand washing powder for just $49.99. Get 750 mm Sunlight dishwashing liquid for $28.99. And get 2 boxes of Cares Maxi sanitary pads for only $12.99. YouSave. Where else?
Yeah, we are moving forward with business and economic segment. As I indicated that there is no development without tracking of progress, and there is no development without planning with quality data. And one thing that we started seeing is that in that presentation, it's also something that, you know, when it comes to data, you realize that some surveys, they are 12 years behind. And the question is also, one of the critical questions that was asked is that also to say, yes, we understand that data are very important, information is important, particularly up-to-date information. But the question is that in the current circumstances that we are, what other things can be done apart from funding? But the simple answer that was given is that collaboration can be the key, especially when it comes to saving of resources, even saving of transport, cost. Because one presentation or one example that was given is that if the Minister of Health is conducting a certain survey, and you also find out that national planning is also here, or you also find out that NSA is also here doing another survey, why can't this institution collaborate? What is so difficult for institutions to collaborate? And you also start realizing that when public institutions start to become very competitive with each other, you find those who are performing well, and you also find out those who are far behind. You can ask a very simple question to say, why an agency such as NAMRA have very strong and quality data or a very strong system? But when you look at other institutions, you hardly find any data. Even in terms of infrastructure, they are not the same. But the question maybe that you should also ask to say, at what level are these institutions have to collaborate with each other? And the other thing is also that apart from MOU being signed every day, how can sister institutions, particularly SOEs, work together for development of the country? You know, working with economic data, I also start saying that when you look at commercial banks, for example, and these guys are very smart and very clever, the commercial banks in Namibia, they have data. They have quality information. They invest in research. They invest in cybersecurity. And at some point, they also cooperate, although they are competitor. The question should always be to say, how can public sector learn from that? And maybe also to look at academic institutions. Every day we are hearing about research. Somebody obtained a PhD. Another person is obtaining a PhD. Another one is obtaining a master's degree. The question is that apart from now using secondary data, what is the investment of that institution? What is the investment of that private institution, especially when it comes to research? And how are they able to coordinate with NSA? What I've seen today is also that sometimes we spend more money in things that are already available. Just because an institution wants to find certain information, instead of going to NSA and ask to say, do you have this information, they go into the field. And that is also the problematic part of poor coordination, particularly when it comes to institutions. So, dear listeners, it's 49 minutes past the hour of 6. We have around a good 10 minutes before we come to the end of our conversation. And also before we go and watch the matches, especially looking at African teams. You know, this time we are looking at African teams to say, if we still have numbers, if we lose some at round of 32, at least by the time we go to round of 16, we lose some. By the time we are going to blink, the 16th of June or July, I mean, we find ourselves with few, even three, that are at quarter before we sort them out at final. But for now, let's look at the short commercial break. Then we can continue with the conversation. You can still engage us in the studio at 083-288-401-083-288-401.
Lipura nengeno wapumbwa eva tere ulikoni maondo tuto ingida ashike kapeno nweku dite opoewe ekukurile. Oshafafana nongeshe faili mehola mo iho etike kovano ile koshiwala. Konongeshe faa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano. Okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi tota njuka. Okukwetira oipindi konu konda doili nawa. Nune udo otukwetira o special ange tashake ngeshe faa omarudi dayo loka. Opone ushendife nawa nukumona oijamoiri nawa. Ninge fata fanona Monica ko Eagle FM. Onore tatu imwe bali heali nola natu heali bali no heali. Ile konderewa nora hetatu natu bali o hetatu watatu o mafilane Eagle FM.
The views and opinions expressed by our guests and callers are not those of Eagle FM and any of its staff. Lipura nengeno
wapumbwa eva tere ulikoni maondo tuto ingida ashike kapeno nweku dite opoewe ekukurile. Oshafafana nongeshe faili mehola mo iho etike kovano ile koshiwana. Konongeshe faa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano. Okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi tota njuka. Okukwetira oipindi konu konda doili nawa. Nune udo otukwetira o special ange tashake ngeshe faa omarudi dayo loka. Opone ushendife nawa nukumona oijamoiri nawa. Ninge fata fanona Monica ko Eagle FM. Onore tatu imwe bali heali nola natu heali bali no heali. Ile konderewa nora hetatu natu bali o hetatu watatu o mafelane Eagle FM. The eye.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I am planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of failure.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
So not a fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You're the person who does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Happy Juju, how are you? What are you doing? Why are you not picking up my phone?
Well, David Chambi, I'm just scrolling through my phone, going through my WhatsApp, my Facebook, and all that.
Serious, what's the time now?
Wait, it's almost 1800 hours! I need to tune into Eagle FM! Business Economic Segment is about to play now!
Yes, listen to Business and Economic Segment with David Shombe from 1800 hours to 1900 hours when we talk about business, economics, trade, and current affairs. Do not miss out if you want to learn and move forward with economic advancement.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Yeah, it's 54 minutes past the hour of 6, and we are listening to Business and Economic Segment with me, David Shombe. And looking at new development, especially in the Namibian business space, they stated that Telecom Namibia has appointed Armando Perny. It's not Penny. Not my colleague. It's Armando Perny, who has been Chief Marketing Officer at Telecom. And the question is that, looking at the background and the profile of Armando Perny, that is an electrical engineer. He's an electrical engineer from obtaining his qualification from Cape Peninsula University of Technology, and also a graduate of Stellenbosch, particularly when it comes to management development program, and also studies Masters of Business Management, and he's replacing, or he's acting. Because we understand that Dr. Stanley Shanapinda is also going due to another responsibility, especially at the regional level. And you're asking yourself to say, when you have a new engineer in the house, what are the new things that Armando Perny will be able to bring, especially institutional transformation? And also, it's not in the news, especially when it comes to connectivity, to say Namibia is moving toward data-driven development and one of the world most invested part of infrastructure is data centers and also strong connectivity. But how is Armando Perny going to transform Telecom, particularly at that point of appointment? Selecting CEO, because looking into the weekend, somebody may was also asking to say, was it a welcome, especially when it's come to the connectivity? Was it a welcoming party, or is ready to put things in place? But everybody is hoping that all Namibian institutions, particularly that are dealing with technology, to be fast, efficient, and also can assist connectivity, because nowadays business without online connectivity is nothing. Politics without online connectivity is nothing. Activists without online connectivity is nothing. That's why the environment now, online platform is part of the environment. That's why if you find an institution without a WhatsApp group now, they are living in the 1980s, because, being online become a necessity and part of fast communication in terms of information. That's why it's quite important to see that when a new captain of industry appointed, what new strategies are they able to bring on the table? And yeah, that will bring us to the end of our conversation. And the question is that, where are we watching the game? Where are we watching the game? Especially looking at Netherlands versus Morocco. But this shift in terms of geographical position, in terms of the World Cup, it's very difficult for us, especially watching the game, you know, after midnight. And but it's good. Somebody was making a joke to say there's a chance that Africa is going to win the World Cup because they are playing us at the time that our grannies are awake. But that was just a joke that was given. But also to look and see to say, how is Morocco going to play? And also other teams too. To say, let the best team win. But from me, David Shombe, bye-bye for now. See you around. And also, see you tomorrow. Take care of yourself. And also understand that tomorrow is month end. June is coming to an end. If you did not make it in the past 6 months, you still have a chance. And the main competition must be yourself. That's why if you are looking at others, then you are already failing in life. Because if you want to move forward, don't compete with other people. When you see that other people are 700 kilometers away, what if they are driving a tangi Botswana, you are waiting for a private jet? You need to make sure that you have your own strategy too. You must learn from NSA. So you must also have your own strategic objective. Not like others, but we are in the same journey. So bye-bye, see you around. And I'll leave you in the good hands of Mtumwa team, particularly Uncle Fly. Ndokapateka toka from Ondangwa. Bye-bye, shap-shap, and see you.